I'm speaking with Jay O'Brien, who's vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Jay, we've got a new thing coming up. We've got the Cattle Industry Convention coming up here very shortly. And in order to try and inform producers about what's going on there regarding the Cattlemen's Beef Board, we're taking advantage of some new technology. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
We're trying to get information out to the producers to let them know exactly what's going on at the convention, even allow them to have input back into the committee so that all the people who pay the checkoff will be part of the process.
And how are we doing this?
There's going to be a website which has what happens in each committee, almost as it happens. Coming out of the committee, there will be somebody who will put together a report, and it will tell about what exactly happened in that committee, what decisions were made, how those checkoff dollars are recommended to be spent for the next year.
And this website is a little bit different than our traditional static websites. I'm sure most people have been hearing about blogs. Not a very pretty name, but a weblog is this interactive ability. And I guess as vice chairman of the board, you were hopeful that this kind of interactive ability, the ability for producers to give feedback right away, might help provide some input to the process.
That's right. We have 107 producer members of the Beef Board who serve on the committees, who work hard to decide the best way to spend the checkoff dollars. But of course, we have a lot more producers out there than the 107. We want every producer to be informed about what is going on and how their checkoff dollars are being spent, and to be able to have input as to where their checkoff dollars are spent.
What are your expectations or what are your goals as far as this weblog is concerned?
Our goal is simply to keep the producers informed on what decisions are being made almost instantaneously while they're being made. We found that producers have a real interest in how their dollar per head's being spent. Of course, it's given us a 25% increase in demand, between $200 and $250 increase return per head on the cattle we sell. So we feel good about what we're spending, but we want to make sure that we know what the producers are feeling as well. So my expectations and our goals are to both be able to inform them how we are working to increase demand and to get their input on how we should be working to increase demand.
As you said, you have over 100 members on the board itself, and I understand you have quite a number of committees that cover a wide range of topics. Why don't you give us just an example of some of the topics that the committees cover?
We have topics from food safety to nutrition. We're spending a lot of money and a lot of effort on youth and recapturing the youth market, so youth education is a big committee. Of course, we have advertising, we have food service, retail. Every place that impacts beef demand, we have a committee that deals with issues management to deal with things like BSE, E. coli. Because that issues management did a great job in the past, we've been able to survive some very serious challenges to beef demand. But with 107 Beef Board members, every state can't be represented on every committee because all those 107 are divided up among all of the states according to cattle populations. So if we have people who want to have input from any of the states into any of the committees, we welcome them to write us, to email us, to enter in on the blog what their opinions are, and we'll try to get their opinions to the appropriate people.
All right, and we will try and get the word out about that. The blog web address is beefboardmeeting.com. Just beefboardmeeting.com will get you there. And I thank you very much, Jay. We've been speaking with Jay O'Brien, the vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.